Proclamation number 6173 of 23rd of January, 1955. God's mercy before the end. Great is the mercy of God, especially in the last time before the end. And He will still save what can be saved. He will bestow grace upon grace in order to only reduce the resistance which is opposed to Him on the part of people. He will appear in an unusual way in order to help people who do not take the path to Him on their own. He will also send a ray of love into the deepest depths in order to save souls from the end thereto. For with the end an agonizing bondage begins again for the unconvertible. A period of redemption begins again with the banishment of the spiritual, which still opposes him with undiminished resistance. And he wants to protect it from this, and therefore his mercy knows no bounds before. His love remains the same. It wants to save in order to be able to make happy. It wants to win for itself what seems to be lost. But it leaves the freedom of will to its creatures. So God will not necessarily redeem what still resists Him. Again and again He speaks to people and presents to them what awaits them. Again and again He seeks to make people aware of the same fate that awaits them in the coming time through events in the world. He seeks to convince them of the transience of all earthly things. He addresses people Himself and warns and admonishes them. Nothing remains untried that could contribute to the change of will. But irrevocably the day of the end comes for the people of this earth, which decides the fate of everyone. And God's justice will take the place of His mercy as soon as the time God has granted the human race for its redemption has expired. Horrible will be the fate of those who do not accept His mercy, who now have to travel the course of development once more, who, after a state of freedom, will again be placed into a state of compulsion from which they cannot escape. Whoever resists God's love will not be able to resist His power and justice. Whoever does not listen to His words will feel it in himself what His word proclaimed. It will be a state of hell from which God's mercy still wanted to snatch the souls. But whoever did not let himself be seized by His mercy will be seized by the hand of His retribution, and it will truly stretch itself out over all people on the day of judgment. And it will direct everyone to the right place. And everyone will truly receive only what he himself strives for, which was his desire on earth. God is exceedingly merciful, patient and loving. But He is also just, and one day the day will come when His justice will pass judgment. One day will come when life and death will be decided, and blessed is he who can enter into life. Blessed is he who does not fall prey to the harsh judgment, which, however, will irrevocably befall the soul who is not accessible to any instruction, to any grace, who opposed God and spurned His mercy, for these are dead for an endless time. Amen.